A big reason Senator Kerry is leading in Wisconsin and elsewhere, electability. People tell pollsters that they vote for him because they think he can win. Now, you would think that that's normal, but experts say actually no. Primary voters are seldom so strategic. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca is in Wisconsin, where the Democratic primary is tomorrow.
Those crazy caucuses aside, voting is supposed to be a solitary action. A person enters a voting booth alone, performs some very minimal physical activity like lever pulling or chad punching, and then exits alone. But these days, voters are acting a little like a flummoxed contestant on Final Jeopardy, trying to peer over his neighbor's partition to see what she wrote down. Ryan Williams of Milwaukee was at last night's debate, and he's taking electability into account.
It would probably be between Kucinich as an ideal candidate and Kerry more as a realistic candidate.
Lee Roberts of Glendale, Wisconsin, was also attracted to Kerry's quote-unquote electability.
I believe he is a candidate who has a reasonable chance of defeating George Bush, and that ranks very high in my thinking.
But listen to who Mr. Roberts also likes.
In terms of the health issue in particular, and some other issues, Kucinich is very strong for me as a candidate. I believe he is unelectable as he has proceeded through the campaign.
This gentleman would beg to differ.
This is something out of Forrest Gump. You know, electability is as electability does.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich thinks that electability is a poor reason to vote for any candidate.
The issue of electability ends up being the province of pundits, of political insiders, of special interests. I've always felt that that I'm electable if people vote for me.
But Howard Dean, another candidate who's been stung by the electability rationale, disagrees with Kucinich. He doesn't say that electability is a poor rationale for choosing a candidate. He argues that he's the most electable.
You know, 6 weeks ago, everybody thought we were electable and nobody else was. The problem with that's one of the reasons I'm staying in the race, is because ultimately you've got to rise or fall on what kind of a candidate you are, not on whether people think you think you're electable or not. And, you know, I think we're very electable, and I worry about the others.
Dean, in saying that he was seen as the electable one just 6 weeks ago, points to a reason why electability is playing such a big role. According to Marquette University political science professor Andrew Barrett, it's inevitable. The primaries were purposefully packed so close together, so much earlier than they've ever been held, that voters don't have much to go on. Barrett says they wind up listening to the previous voters, who themselves were also basing their decisions on little more than past results.
I think they get out there, they have to go vote, they don't really know much about anybody, so they just sort of go, well, it looks like John Kerry's going to win, I want to be with a winner. And you see this phenomenon after elections. If you do polls immediately after the election, who did you vote for? It's always much higher for the candidate who won than the actual vote percentage, because they want to be tied with a winning team.
And even when voters do their civic duty and try to read up on the issues or watch a lot of CNN before an election, Barrett says another landmine awaits them.
The increase of pundits, I would argue, is one of the biggest tragedies in American political scene in the last 30 or 40 years. I wish many of them would just shut up. If I see one more reporter roundtable, I think I'm going to scream. They do sort of create this self-fulfilling prophecy. They do go out and declare who's going to be the winner.
And the winner is John Kerry. Why? Because that's the word from Time's Joe Klein, CNN's Bill Schneider, Newsweek's Howard Altman, and probably the entire editorial board at Highlights for Children. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.